This is Stephanie Roth, and it's time for Bud. But can you open your eyes wide? Now, can you close your eyes tight? Open, close. Open, close. That's a blink. Now, can you close one eye and keep the other eye open? That's a wink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Now, close your eyes, and I will tell you a story. There once was a little turtle who loved to talk. He talked to the frogs on the lily pads.
Hey, froggies, it sure is a nice day. Love those clouds and the sky. Isn't that a fabulous shade of blue? Looking green, guys, looking green. He talked to the fish underwater.
Hello, fish. Sure is nice and cool and wet down here. Love your fins.
He talked to the birds in the sky as they flew by.
Hey, birds! What's new with your amazing view? See anything wonderful to talk about?
And that is how he met two geese who became his friends.
Honk, honk.
Hey, turtle, it's time for us to fly away. We will miss you.
Oh, can I come with you? I would love to see the world from way up high.
Well, sure thing. We'd love to take you with us.
But how? I don't have any wings.
Oh, wait. I have an idea on how you can come with us. We could both hold a stick in our feet, and you can clamp onto the stick with your mouth.
Oh, yeah. When we fly, you'll fly too, little turtle buddy.
Oh, but there's only one problem with this, turtle. You can't open your mouth, or you'll let go of the stick and tumble down through the sky, which means
no talking,
or you'll fall.
No problem. I can keep my mouth shut, especially if I can fly.
The two geese got the stick ready between them. One goose on one side, clamping onto the stick with her feet, and the other goose on the other side, clamping onto the stick with his feet. And then the turtle clamped his jaws onto the stick. And the geese flapped their wings and flew, carrying the stick with the turtle clamped on. Up, 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 up in the sky. Turtle's eyes got so big, the pond looked so little from up here, and he could see the clouds and feel the wind in his face. He wanted to tell his friends how much he loved being in the sky.
Turtle, no talking.
So Turtle kept his mouth shut. Then the geese flew him over a town. Turtle had never even seen a town before. There were houses and children playing and so many interesting smells. Turtle wanted to tell his friends how wonderful it was to see so many new things.
Turtle, no talking.
So, Turtle kept his mouth shut. The geese flew Turtle over a forest, and wow, the pine trees were so green, and the aspen leaves were bright yellow, and the maple leaves were bright red. Turtle had never seen so many colors before. He wanted to tell his friends all about it.
Turtle, no talking.
So, Turtle kept his mouth shut. That's when Turtle saw some squirrels on a pine tree, and they were pointing at him.
Have you ever seen something so ridiculous in your life? Oh, no. What is that crazy turtle doing?
Turtle listened to their chatter. He thought,
I am not ridiculous. I am not crazy. Those squirrels don't know what they're talking about. And Turtle opened his mouth to say, I am the coolest turtle around. Down, down, down he fell. He hit a tree branch. He hit a rock. He hit the ground.
Ow!
Turtle opened his eyes and looked around. He wasn't in the sky anymore. But he was still in one piece. Sort of. Turtle's shell had all kinds of cracks, just like turtle shells have today. The geese flew down beside him. Oh, are you all right, Turtle?
Yeah, that was a long fall.
I'm okay. I'm okay. That was scary, but I'm okay.
Oh, but Turtle, your shell, it's cracked.
It is cracked, but I think it looks good, Turtle.
Turtle craned his neck around to look at his shell.
Huh. It is cracked, but it does look pretty good. And it will always remind me that sometimes it is good to keep my mouth shut.
Turtle had all kinds of things to say, didn't he? It is so fun to talk to people and to talk about all the wonderful things in the world. But sometimes it's good to keep our mouths shut. Like when your mom or dad is having a conversation with another adult, or when your teacher is talking. These are times that we might want to keep our mouths shut. When we have something important to say, and it's not a good time to say it, we can keep it in our heads and wait for a good time to say it. Let's pretend to be a turtle. We can pretend our blanket is a shell, and we can hide our head under the blanket like a turtle hides his head in his shell. Are you ready? Hide your head. Good. Now slide your head out, but keep your body in your blanket shell. And let's look for three things that are red. Did you find them? Oh, good. Let's hide our heads again. Now slide your head out and keep your body in your blanket shell and look for three things that are blue. Did you find them? Oh, that's so great. Okay, let's hide our turtle heads again under the blanket. Oh, good. Now let's slide our heads out and look for three things that are yellow. That is so good. Now, let's close our mouths so that we can be very, very quiet. Let's listen to our breath coming in and out of our noses. Ready? Breathe in and out. In and out. Ooh, that is so quiet, isn't it? I like to listen to my breath. Do you? Let's try it again. And remember, we're going to keep our mouths shut and breathe in and out through our noses. Here we go. Breathe in and out. In and out. In. In, out. That feels so good. And now it's time to dream and wish. Wish and dream. Dream and wish. Wish and dream, sweet child. And remember, there is a time to talk and a time to listen. And both times are important and will help you grow. Wink is a production of BYU Radio. Sleep tight.